Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota Supreme Court Justice Stephen Zinter died this week from complications related to surgery. Governor Dennis Dugard called Justice Zinter a consummate public servant and a towering figure in South Dakota law. Harry Christensen served as counsel to Governor Bill Janklo and as the secretary of the South Dakota Department of Commerce and Regulation. He went to law school with Zinter at the University of South Dakota. Harry Christensen joins us now from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio to remember his friend and fellow lawyer. Harry, welcome to In the Moment. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you, Laurie. I wish we were here under different circumstances, but that's the way it is, I guess.
It's one of those losses that takes people by surprise because, it was not something that he was suffering from a long illness. No one really had time to prepare for it. Take me back a little bit to who he was as a younger man. When you first met him, what are some of those first stories of how you became friends?
Well, we first met down at the university when we were in undergraduate school. I was a year older than Steve was, class-wise. He was an ATO. I was a Lambda Chi, and we met through some interfraternal things. And we became pretty good friends. I started law school when he was a senior in undergraduate, and then I graduated in 74. Steve graduated in 75. I had gone to work for Bill Janklo in the Attorney General's office. And we hired Steve and a whole crew of young lawyers from that 1975 law school class as assistant attorney generals. And Steve was probably, along with Brent Wilbur, Doyle Estes, Greg Bertrand, Jim McMahon, one of the better trial lawyers that we had in the office. I remember he was out of law school about 14 months, 16 months or something like that, and he took on a capital murder case, which was absolutely an amazing thing. He was a very, very accomplished trial lawyer. And to have Attorney General Janklo put the confidence in him to try a major murder case with that short period of time from law school was really remarkable. And he was a great lawyer. I enjoyed him. We had a lot of fun together. He was a good human being. He knew how to have a good time. I think this was before he had his accident. He was a pilot. He flew an airplane. Just an all-around, a person that was fun to be around. He was considerate of other people. He married a young woman from Yankton, South Dakota. My name is Sandy Ahn. She was in, we knew her through our undergraduate time. And he's just a decent person. You know, I think the important thing is that my relationship with him was as a friend. I think the Chief Justice Gilbertson outlined what a remarkable scholar he was of the law.
Yeah. And it's interesting to hear kind of who he was as a person. And I'm curious about that class of in the mid-70s and how many went on to sort of stay in the state and become the leaders. Is that something that, you got to watch each other do that. You got to watch him grow into the person and the professional that he was going to be when you knew him at such a young age. That must have been quite a journey in itself.
Well, there was Janklo was able to attract pretty competent attorneys. And yeah, in their young stage, he would mentor us and teach us how to do what we needed to do to be lawyers. And Steve was one of those. He was, the kind of guy that you could go to talk to, and just an all-around guy. And I remember after he had his accident, I remember that day very well, the summer of 1982. I was working in the governor's office that time, and we had phones in our offices in our homes that would ring, and when that phone rang, we knew it was the governor. And so I picked up the phone that Saturday afternoon, and he took Governor Janklo and said that Steve had a terrible accident, had broken his neck, and he and Dr. Mike Ross, who was a friend of ours, were taking him to the Craig Institute in Denver. To some people that would have been the end, but to Steve, I think it was the beginning of a life that, although it probably wasn't what he had envisioned in his future, I think it shaped him into an amazing human being. Just last August, I stopped by the Supreme Court to talk to him, and he had, even though he was a quadriplegic in that chair, but after about 2 minutes talking to him, he forgot all about that. because of his empathy, his easiness to talk to, and just what an amazing human being he was.
How will he be remembered?
I'll remember as a friend, you know, as a guy that I respected. His intellect was unparalleled. He had a real practical approach to things. I mean, he wasn't an academic. He had tried cases. He was trying cases when he was, after his accident. He had sat on the circuit court judge for 20 years and done a remarkable job. And on the Supreme Court, I think Justice Gilbertson probably put it the best. He could get to an issue real quick and find out exactly what makes that issue one that he can deal with. So
what kind of friend was he? Was he the kind of friend that you just, you know, characterize him a little bit as a friend and as a friendship?
Well, you know, when I left Pierre, I moved out to Rapsody in 85, and I didn't see him as often then, but he was the kind of guy, you know, distance doesn't define a friendship.
Right.
During session when I lobbied, when things got particularly hot up there, I'd sneak on down to his chamber of Supreme Court and just have a cup of coffee, and he would calm you down, you know, and talk. And, you know, he was the kind of guy that... it wasn't the kind of friendship where you went out every night and or went on weekends and hung out together. It was kind of a friendship that I think was more significant than that.
Yeah.
It was one where you could sit down and talk to him. And I think the key to it is that he was, more than anything else, he was a decent human being. Mm-hmm. And that's what impressed me the most.